Okay, so we're on Daf Memtet today. Welcome everybody, and it's nice to have Sal Berger here, nice to have Malka here, nice to have everybody here for the Daf Yomi. So we're going to learn now till 7:50 p.m. till Mincha. We'll get as far as we can, and the rest we'll finish up downstairs. And I don't know about the Zoom connectivity downstairs, hopefully it works, but the number of people on Zoom is not a problem. Okay, so we're on the top of Memtet Amud Aleph. The third line. So if you remember, the Gemara said that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, batel nofet sufim, this like one shot was this fine honey. They didn't have the fine honey anymore from the bees that came from the mountains. So the third line, Amar Rabbi La Bar Yivarechya. So we're going to have four statements of Rabbi La Bar Yivarechya. Imalei tefillah toshel David. Were it not for the tefillah of David Amelech, you kolistro mochrei revav. All kolistro would be reduced financially to selling revav. Revav means like grease or. Rashi says the third wide line in Rashi on the top right hand corner. Revav hu devar ma'us, kigon chela v'shuman v'nidbak v'begadim and masim ein lecha adam tasek v'hinel ani. It's something that only poor people sell, like fat. And so he says shenamar back in the Gemara shita shem morah lahem, like provide for them, give them mastery. So the Rashi explains that the earlier pasuk says. It says, "Kilo netzach yishkach avyon tikvat anavim ta'aved la'ad." In other words, don't forget the poor people. Then he says, "Shita Hashem, provide for them, moralahem." You know, let them have mastery. In other words, the goyim shouldn't think that they're the masters. Let them be in better shape. So they quoted the Marsha in the Art Scroll. They said he wants to say that's the connection. It's hard to understand what the connection between these statements are and the previous Gemara. So Marsha wants to say it's like connected. Like they don't have the fine honey anymore. All they have is the beeswax. You know, anything left from the beeswax would be like this little fat. He says, V'am Rabbi La Bar Yivrechia, Rabbi La Bar Yivrechia said, Imalei tefilato shel Chavakuk, were it not for the tefillah of Chavakuk, who's one of the Nevi'im, one of the Treyasar, Hayu Shnei Tamid Chachamim Tkasim B'Talit Achad. So two Tamid Chachamim would have to, you know, cover themselves with one garment, one talit, V'oskim B'Torah, and toil in Torah. Shenemar, Hashem Shemati Shemacha, I heard, you know, all the wonderful things you did, and this pasuk is apropos, because this is the half Torah for the second day of Shavuos here in Chutz La'aretz, and then we Ashkenazim also have Yatziv Pitgam in the Haftorah. Hashem Shemati Shemacha Yareti Hashem, I feared Hashem Pa'alcha Bekerev Shanim. In other words, that which you did is, you know, in the midst, in Bekerev Shanim Chayehu. In other words, that you did years ago, you should give life to it and continue on. So the Gemara says, Al Tikrei Bekerev Shanim, don't read Bekerev Shanim, Ela Bekirev Shanayim. Bekirev Shanayim, in other words, if you have two people learning together, give them, be Mechayeh them a little bit. And here, the article quoted from the Meiri, the Meiri wants to say that this is the connection with the previous sugya. The previous sugya said that that a person should have a munah. Like if he has enough bread for today, you should eat that bread. And if he doesn't have a munah, he's not like a true mamin. So here, if it's a person tamid chacham, he'll be mamin. So it's saying that Hashem will provide for them. We're around 10 lines down. Mitchell on Mem Tedem Anal 49a. Ba'am Rabbi La Bar Yibrechia Shnei Tamid Chachamim Mahalchin Baderech. If two Tamid Chachamim are walking on the derech, Ve'im Beinayim Divrei Torah, and there's no Divrei Torah between them, Ruyin Li Sareif Ba'ish. It's worthy that they should be burnt in fire. Shneemar v'yehema holchim haloch v'daber. Now this pasuk is talking about Elisha and Eliyahu. If you remember in the Navi, when the time for Eliyahu came to leave this world, he's the only one who like doesn't say that he died. He let off with a fiery rechav. So he's walking with Elisha. He says v'ne rechav eish v'gomer. There's this fiery chariot that comes between them. So he says, so when the pasuk says haloch v'daber, they were going and speaking. And the Gemara assumes they were speaking in Divrei Torah. So tama de'ikadibur. The reason that they weren't like incinerated right away is because they're talking Divrei Torah, Haleka Dibur, but were it not for the fact that we're speaking Divrei Torah, Ruin Li Sareif, would have been worthy that they would be burned. You know, somebody comes to my mind, you know, Rabbi Simon, and this is one of his things, he's Mark Lovapume. He quotes from Rav Chaim Yaakov Govith, who was late Rosh Hashiva of Kerem B'Yavna, and he in turn was quoting from the Nefesh Chaim. It says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Shnaim Shioshvim Be'im Be'ineim Divrei Torah, two people are sitting and there's no words of Torah between them, it's a gathering of scoffers. So he would say, the Rosh Hashiva would say, you know, I would think Leitzim, the guy has like his feet up on the table, he's drinking beer, that's Leitz. What does it mean people were sitting in Ein Beinayim Divrei Torah? So he quotes from the Nefesh HaChaim, from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he says that that Shnaim Yoshim Ve'Ein Beinayim Divrei Torah, it means that they don't hold from each other. They're not talking divrei Torah with each other. In other words, neither one holds from the other one's Torah. That's what it means, ein beinayim divrei Torah. So the Mishnah says that's a moshe of leitzim. In other words, I'm studying my sefer, you're studying your sefer. I don't hold from what he says. He doesn't hold from what I have. That's a moshe of leitzim. So anyway, here it's saying if you know two people, if they're walking yes. along, they should be speaking divrei Torah. Okay, last halacha. If you have two talmidim chamim who live in one city, they nochin zelazeb halacha. They don't speak pleasantly with one another in halacha. Echad made vechad gola. One ends up dying, and one goes into galut. Means that, and the way this is the way Rabbi Leibowitz was explaining, he says that like it'll come out that one will kill the other one, and the other will be forced to go into galut. Says shenamar, and he quotes the pasuk, and he says lanus shamarotzeach asher yitzach rei bivlidad. So it's talking about the ir miklad, that the ir miklad. Or where a murderer, the person who murdered accidentally, sure you tzachet reyu bivli dad. He killed somebody bivli dad. Now, typically the Gemara used to say b'shogeg. It doesn't say b'shogeg. Elsewhere in the Torah, it says he killed him b'shogeg. Here it says bivli dad, the ain dad el Torah. So the Gemara is darshening out that he killed him, like somehow, like after he didn't share Torah with him. Shenemar did muami mibli hadad. My nation became muted from lack of dad, and lack of dad means there a lack of Torah. So it means the way the Gemara is darshening out, if you look at the Rashi, Bivli, let's look at the two Rashis, or the one Rashi, Bivli Dad, Al Shaloa Yelahim Dad, Liyot Malamdim Zedzeh, Lumeidim Zemizeh. In other words, they didn't have Dad, they didn't have Seichel to talk to each other. In other words, it says to learn and to teach one another. In other words, when you learn with somebody, invariably you end up teaching. That's one of the values of learning with a Chabura. When you learn with a Chabura, so first, even if you ask a question, you could end up teaching. In other words, the question is sometimes itself like a form of teaching. You know, like the in law school, right? In law school, they have the Socratic method, but it works this way also. So he says. So that's the way the Gemara darshens it out. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia, called Tamid Chacham Osek B'Torah Mitoch Hatzachak. Any Tamid Chacham who toils in Torah Mitoch Hatzachak means like out of financial difficulty. Tefillah Tonishmat. His tefillah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu was heard. Shenemar Ki Am B'Tzion Yishei B'Yerushalayim, that the nation will dwell in Sion. And Yerushalayim, so the Gemara darshens out Yeshev, meaning they'll be learning in the yeshiva, that type of thing, sitting and learning. Ki am b'tzion yeshev Yerushalayim b'cholo tibkeh chanun yachnecha l'kol za'akecha. In other words, don't cry. Hashem will hear your cries. Kishavatoanach. When he hears it, he'll answer you. Uchti batrei benatan Hashem lechem lechem tsar umayim lachatz. Hashem will provide for you at least the minimum. Now, Rabbi Abahu Omer maspino to miziv shchina. Rabbi Abahu says that they'll satiate a miziv shchina. The way Rabbi Leibowitz was quoting from the Rasha that there'll be like revealed secrets of Torah, but it means shenemar by you and echaroat at morecha, that your eyes should see your teacher, which is din halacha that you know. I remember, like the Gemara learns in Erevin. Remember, the Gemara says, "Is it Rebbe?" Right? Rebbe says, "Hai demechadad mi mechavrai." The fact that I'm more sharper than my colleagues, the kachazina apid Reb Meir meachore, because they saw Reb Meir from behind him. The abachazina meapai. If I would have seen it from the front of him, have a mechadad natve, I would have been even sharper. So there's an Indian. Of actually being present. This is a little horror for Zoom people. I mean, the Zoom is like the next bit saying, yeah, but that's the Yash Koach, Yashri Kochem. So, but whoever's here. But in other words, you can't compare learning with somebody who's like physically present. The Maharsha learns in that Sugya that when you see the person, you see them gesticulating, you get different nuances that you don't get even if you just hear it. So, anyway, but the point is that it's saying, wait, 2 minutes. So the Gemara, the point the Gemara is saying is Tony Ben. The same pasuk, and it says, "Vayu einecha roed amorecha." Like it was, you be zocha to see your teacher. So here, the teacher is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying the people who are willing to learn, even in difficult straits. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar. Afin a pargod and nabafanav. The pargod is like this curtain, but it means like where Hashem is segregated from his malachim, but you're going to be, you know, within the pargod. He says, in other words, like the curtain's going to separate for you. Shenemar b'lo yikaneif od morecha, like your teacher won't be covered in cloaks. In other words, so if you have this Mesiris Nefesh, this will ability to sacrifice, then Hashem will give you insights into Torah. Okay, well, then we have time for questions, comments, and thoughts, but very quickly. What do you got?
I mean, if a person is in Zoom land, they can see.
Yeah, but it's not the, not the same, not the same, not the same. Not the same as being here present.
It says, do you
Well, it's not.
That's what you do both.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good?
What was that learning about the dechak that you should be?
He says, that if you toil in Torah, it means in difficult straits. In other words, you're just toiling in Torah,
as opposed to working.
Right. In other words, it's not mukhrach one way or another way, but it means I'm sacrificing to study Torah, even though my financial situation is difficult, but I'm studying Torah. Tefillah to nishmat. His tefillah is heard in Shemayim, and Hashem will help you. Okay?
So is that meant for like sending children to yeshiva? Or for a man learning in a
kollel? It could be a lot of applications. You know, I think the simple shot is the person is, you know, devoting himself a lot to Torah, and he's lechora is like really devoting himself, you know, significant part of the day, and he's not making a lot of money. But it could be any situation. You're having difficulty, and notwithstanding that, you're separating time for Torah. Okay, now Let's keep moving. The two dots. So if you remember in the Mishnah that we did yesterday, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says in the name of the town of Rabbi Mishum Yizyaz Masor, Rabbi Yeshua, remember, lived during the time of the Chaburim Beis HaMikdash. So he says that he quotes Rabbi Yeshua, from the time of Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no day that doesn't have a klala. Every day is like terrible. So Amar Rava, B'chol Yom V'yom, Ruba Kala Tom Yishol Chaver. Rava says each day is like worse than the prior day. Shenamar, B'boker Tamar Mi'itin Erev, Erev Tamar Mi'itin Boker. So in the Tochacha, it says, when things are bad, in the morning you're going to say, when is the evening going to come? In the evening you'll say, Lechora, simple pshat, when is morning going to come? But the Gemara says, hey, Boker, which morning? I didn't translate correctly. The Gemara says, which morning is it talking about? Let's say today's Wednesday, right? So let's say if a person says, when is the morning going to come? Whatever. So which morning am I referring to? Yidlima Boker Del Machar, if I'm talking about Thursday morning, Miyad Amayahavi, how do you know what Thursday morning is going to bring? I don't know. It could be worse. Ella de Khalif, so it means I know what this morning was like. So in other words, the evening everything's getting worse. If only things could be as good as it was this morning. That's what it means. Like, you know, like I don't know, you know, if we normally read the Pesukim, I don't know if we normally think that way. But in other words, by Erev tomorrow we take Boker, but I wish I could have early this morning. So the Gemara says, so he says, Ella de Khalif, Biela Alma Amai Kamakayim. So that being the situation where everything is getting so terrible and everything is going downhill, so what sustains the world? And this is an important Gemara. Remember these three lines: Akdusha de Sidra v'Yehishme Rava de Agadata, means the Kedusha of the Seder. It means the Kedusha of Uvalat Zion. We'll talk about it in a minute. But Yehishme Rava de Agadata, and the people who answer Kaddish, Yehishme Rava, the recite Kaddish and answer Kaddish after learning Agadata. Shenam Mar Eretz Afeta Kmo Ofel Samavet Below Sedarim. In other words, the world is full of gloom and there's no sedarim. Hayesh sedarim tofia me ofel. In other words, you have this kedusha, the sidra, so it'll light up from the darkness. Let's see the Rashi on the right hand column, 20 lines from the bottom. Kedusha the sidra. Seder Kedusha shall teknua elashu kol Yisrael oskim b'tor b'chol yom devar muat. In other words, the Seder Kedusha, the psukim that we recite in Uvalat Zion, we recite every day of the year. We recite Uvalat Zion, and Shabbat morning we don't recite it at Shacharis, we recite it at Mincha. But every day of the year we say Uvalat Zion. So in Uvalat Zion there's a kedusha that says kadosh and baruch kavod and Hashem Yimloch. But he says shomer kriyato b'targumo. Not only do we say the psukim, but we also read the targum, right? The Aramaic translation. So when I read those psukim, it's like I'm studying Torah in a very small, very de minimis fashion. Since all of Klal Yisrael does this, presumably, whether they're Talmidei Chachamim or they're Amei Haaretz, B'yeshkan Shtayim, Kedusha Hashem v'Talmud Torah. So you have your Makdishem Hashem, if you do B'tzibur, certainly, you know, in other words, so he says, and you have Talmud Torah, Chavivu, that's very precious before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'cheni Heshmei Rabba Mevarach, Shonen Achar Haggadah. And similarly, the Kaddish that one recites after Agadata, you know, we have the Kaddish Rabbanan, Shadarshan Doresh Barabim B'chol Shabbat, that they were knowing that somebody would give a drasha each Shabbos, you know, quoting Mili de Garita, you know again kach, that the minag was to say this kaddish afterwards, v'shami yunikbatzin kol ha'am l'shmoa, everybody would gather to hear the drasha, l'fisha enu yom shamalacha, because it's not a day of work, so people have time off, so halavai would be this way, you know, people, I told you, it's like the Gemara says that, when a new Shabbatot b'yam tovim in Israel, el kadesh yasku b'torah, Hashem gave us Shabbos and Yantiv, so should we toil in Torah? Unfortunately, people spend the day doing other things, but that Ikar is should be for studying Torah. So there's such a Kiddush Hashem that people say the Uval Etzion and they focus on the Targum, and people go to the Drasha on Shabbat, and then they hear the Kaddish afterwards, V'yeshchan Torah v'Kiddush Hashem. So that's what the world, you know, rests on, those two elements. Okay, let me do a few more lines, get to the Mishnah, and we'll take a little brief pause. Now, the Gemara says that the two dots, the Mishnah says that after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, the tal, the dew, doesn't come for bracha anymore, blessing anymore. And he says, in other words, the taste of fruit has been taken away from us. So he says, Tani, we learn the Brisa, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Taro, Batla Tam Vareach, that when we cease observing the dinim of Tara, in other words, that we're keeping ourselves in a state of Tahara, it means like with, presumably with the, you know, the Afer Para and everything else, we're only eating in a state of Tahara, Batla Tam Vareach. So then the taste and the aroma, in other words, the things tasted and smelled better when we were observing the dinim of Tara. Maaser, when we stopped observing the dinim of Maasrod, Bitel Shuman Dagan, like the richness of the Dagan disappeared. Now, Rabhuna Ashkach Tumarta Dechinunita, Ruhna found like this creamy date. Shakla karcha b'sudari. So he took it, he wrapped it in his garment. Ata Rabba Berei, Rabba, Rabhuna's son came. Amarlei, morchina recha dechinunita. I smell this wonderful aroma. Like Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, he couldn't see it, but he smells it. He says, Amarlei, so Rabhuna says to his son Rabba, Bini, Tara Yeshbecha. I see you have Tara, that you're able to sense the smell. In other words, the implication being, I think the Arsul said, is that the things haven't changed. Like we've changed, and we're not able to like discern or see things the way that they truly are. I see you have Tara. You have an Heli. So here's this creamy date for you. Adahachi ata ababre. Then, while they're with each other, the grandson, Abba, shows up. Shakli habanele. So, Rabba, the son, gives it to Abba, his son. Amar leis, then Rav Huna said, the grandfather says, Bini, to his son, Rabba, samachta libi, you made me happy at first that you smelled this creamy date, and I saw taros with you. Viketa chinai, but you blocked my teeth. I gave you this wonderful gift, and you gave it away to the grandson. So, hainu da amriinchi, that's what people say. Rachme da Abba abane, the Rachmanis of a father is on his son. Rachme da bane abane, da habu le. And the Rachmanis of the son is on the son. It means that there's a more passionate feeling, more rachmanis that a parent feels for a child than the child feels for the parent. So that's the way that the life works. So when was that? Rav Acha bar Yaakov, itabobe b'Rav Yaakov bar Barate. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he raised his grandson, Rav Yaakov bar Barate. It was his daughter's son, I don't know what circumstances were, but he raised him. Kigadol, when the grandson got older, Amarle Ashken Mayit, do me a favor, give me a cup of water. Amarlo La Berichana. He says, I'm not your son, I'm not Mukhiv and Kibur Avein. I'm not your son. So he says, Vahainu da Amriinshi, that's what people say, Ravi Rave Barbaratachana. Like, raise me, but at the end of the day I'm the son of your daughter, I'm only your grandson. So it's a little bit of a political war. So one way you could say like this is the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, one shot you could say, is he's saying that, you know, strictly mitzad adin, I'm not mechuyev in kibud av aim. In other words, because my grandfather, not that he wouldn't give him the water, but he's showing him that he has learning with it. That could be. Or then they also talk about what are the chiyuvim of a grandchild to a grandfather. So there's different gemaras that seem to be soter each other. Some want to be mechalek between whether the grandchild is the son's son or the daughter's son. So here it's talking about the daughter's son. Other gemaras talking about the son's son. So it might be a little bit different, but I don't worry. Now, okay, we have 2 minutes for questions, comments, thoughts. Go.
Why would that be different? It's still the next generation. It's still the same degree.
Yeah, so that was a gra. That one
son.
So he doesn't explain.
You gotta shave it.
Yeah. All right. He quotes the Gra that way. He doesn't explain how the Gra arrives at that conclusion, but I assume, like the Yichus is always after on the father's side.
But the Yichus, right. Is for daughter also. So you carry it to next generation.
The Moshe to Ben Bito, or Chashuk, you know what?
There's
an argument that this is the field of his own son, and
daughter is just son. So you carry it to his next generation. It's only for son. That is from your daughter and grandson.
All right. Let's keep moving.
Rabbi Rachmi over here, our scroll says it's
Bitchil
Urchimu is Ahava.
Right.
As opposed to. And then in terms of Uval Etzion,
right.
I mean, I think maybe Ashkenazim the same. And Tisha B'Av, you start Danizot Riti. I mean, we do say the Ketushot,
right?
The first part of Valet Zion.
Right. So what's the question?
No, he said every day that you say Valet Zion.
Oh, Right. The Kedusha decided you say every day. Okay, I got to keep moving. Okay, now the second wide line on Mem Tera Manalov. Okay, so Matnitim Bepumul Shalas Pasianos. Now Pumul Shalas Pasianos. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Rashi says on the left hand column, the fourth narrow line, Pumul Chayal Shevi Aspasianos Al Yushlaim means when the troops had arrived. But the way the Rambam seems to learn this, with Arsu was quoting, it means like the epic of Vespasianus. Vespasianus is Vespasian, the Roman Emperor Vespasian. But Vespasianus gazru alat rod chatanim. The Chacham made a gzeira that chasanim, like the grooms, should not wear like these wreaths around their heads. We'll see. Bial ha'irus. They also made a gzeira on irus. The Gemara is going to say what irus is. Irus is, the Gemara is going to say, well, one shot would be like it's a bell with one clapper in it. We'll see. But pumul shel titus, in the era of Titus, he says gazru latrot kalot. They said that the brides shouldn't wear these like wreaths. V'shlo yilmed adam et beno yibanid. A person shouldn't teach his son Greek. We'll talk. But Pumush Ha'achron, the last epic, this question when the last epic is, it might be Bar Kokhba, it might be the time of Rebbe. He says, Gazru shel tetzeh kala ba'apiryon betocha ir. They made a gzeira that a bride shouldn't go out with a canopy in the city. But then later Rabbanim said no, she could do it. And the Gemara will explain, because of tznius, it's better that she be like tsenuah, like she's hidden behind the canopy. When Meir died, so that's the end of the Moshe Mishalim. Meir knew all these Mishalim, these parables, and Rashi quotes that he all these new all these mishalot of shualim, and he said like a third of his shir was all these mishalim. Mishamei ben Azai batlu shaktanim. Ben Azai, remember, Ben Azai is the one who said nafshi chashka b'torah, and so when he died, the people who were really diligent in learning Torah passed away. Mishamei ben Zoma batlu adarshanim. So you all know this. This is from the Misei Dargad, it's the Mishnah in Brachot. He says Amar lozam lozachich teimeres. I was in Zochet to learn that Yisus Yisraim should be at night. Ach Drasha Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma made the Drasha. So when Ben Zoma died, that's the end of the Darshanim. Mishmeid Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva died, Batel Kvod HaTorah. The Kvod HaTorah died, and it means, and they said that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, remember, he was the one who had, he would darshan all the kotzim, all the crowns with letters. Mishmeid Rabbi Hanina Ben Dosa, Batluan Shemaseh. Remember, Rabbi Hanina Ben Dosa, the Gemara records all these miraculous incidents. Remember, once his daughter came to the father and said, Dad, I made a mistake. I lit the Shabbos candles with vinegar instead of oil. So he says, you know, Zorknish, the Eberster that said that the boy will burn, the one who said that the oil will burn, he'll say that the vinegar could burn. He says, so when he died, Badlu Anshe Maaseh, Mishmei Rabbi Yossi Katonta Pasku Chasidim. When Rabbi Yossi Katonta passed away, he says the pious people passed away. Vlamanek Roshmo Katonta. Why was he called Katonta, like this, the minor one? Shea Katonta Shel Chasidim. He was the minor one of all the pious people. He says, Mishmeit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Batel Ziv HaChachman. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Batel Ziv HaChachman, the glory. So Rashi says, Zelu Yadanamahi. I don't know what it's referring to, Rashi says. Mishmeit Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein. When Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein died, Batel Kvod HaTorah. Kvod HaTorah died. So here, with the Kvod HaTorah, so if you look at Rashi explains that up until his time, everybody would study Torah standing. And then when he passed away, they got weaker, and now they had to sit. So when he died, Batel Kvod HaTorah. So Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, it's interesting, there are two people, it mentions in the Mishnah, Batel Kvod HaTorah. It says, two lines earlier, when Rabbi Akiva died, batel kavod Torah, Rabbi Lo Zaken died, batel kavod Torah. So he said they're talking about different aspects of kavod Torah. So the kavod Torah in Tamar Gamliel is like an exterior one. Do I stand? Do I do it like that? But with Rabbi Akiva, it's a more, you know, like my learning. In other words, I'm bringing out, like, you know, like hafakba hafakba. I'm delving into Torah in such a way. I'm bringing kavod Torah, like he did all the crowns of the Torah. He says batel kavod Torah umeita tara. And that was the end of Tara, like people observing Tara, and Prishut is, you know, proper separation from things. He says, Mishmeit Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi bat la ziv hakuna. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi passed away, the ziv hakuhuna, the glory of the kahuna, passed away. So Rashi says that he was a chacham and ashir, and many kohanim would eat on his table. There seems to be a stir with Gemara in Masech Pesachim. There it mentions about Yishmael ben Pavi or ben Pachi, and it has that they were doing bad things, but they want to be machalik here as the person himself, and the descendants may have been bad. Mishmeit Rabbi batel an avav yirchei. When Rabbi died, that was the end of humility and yirachei, and fear of sin. Now, the next lines of the Gemara, in the Rishalmi, they said, this is all treated as one Mishnah, just going to the next few lines, but in our Gemara, it looks like it's a Brisa, but either way, we're going to do it. So, four lines to the bottom. So, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, or it's a question whether you have the Tan Rabbanan. He says, Reb Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Mishra Ben HaMikdash, Boshu Chaverim. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chaverim, the Chaverim means Tamid HaChachamim, like we're embarrassed. In other words, people weren't Machshiv them anymore. The Machshiv, maybe like the coarse people with money. He says, Ubenei Chorin, in other words, Bnei Chorin are people who have good yichus, but like the people without yichus were like calling the shots. He says, V'chafu Rosham, like they hid their heads, V'nidalduluan Shemasa, and people who were, you know, virtuous people, like nobody paid attention to them anymore. Like they went down, I don't know, with money wise or their chashivas, nobody paid attention to them. The Gavru Bali Zroa, and the people who run around the thing were the strong people. He says, Ubali Lashon, and the people who, like the talkers, the people who hacked, they were the ones who ran the whole deal. He says, Vein Doresh, Vein Vavakesh, nobody was seeking out the welfare of Klal Yisrael, nobody was asking Hashem, Vein Shoel, and nobody, you know, were asking. He says, Al mi lanu lehishayim. So who do we have to turn to? Al avinu shoshabayim. That's long to remember. The Mishnah will end up repeating that again. Or the Brisa. Reb Lezer Gadol Omer, miyom shechor beit hamikdash sharu chakimay lemeveik safraya. In other words, the chachamim, everybody went down a notch. The chachamim became like the sofrim. In other words, like the big chachamim became like sofrim. The safraya chazanai. The sofrim became like the shamus and the shul. The chazanai kama da'ara, and the shamus became like the amaras. The amadara turn page top line on Amad Beis. Azla Bidildla, the Amadara, they went downhill, they became poor. Ve'ein Shoel, Ve'ein Mabakesh. Nobody's asking about Klal Yisrael, nobody's is seeking the welfare from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Yesh Lehishayin, who can we rely on? Alavinu Shoshbaim. Again, the Gemara Mishnah repeats that. Ba'kevut Mashicha, on the footsteps, the heels of the Mashiach, Chutzpah Yiskeh. Chutzpah, impudence will increase in the world. V'yoker Yamir, and the prices will go through the roof. Hagefen Tetein Piria, the vines will be giving their fruit, but wine will still be expensive. The malchut, like the government, will turn towards heresy. He says, and there's nobody to give musar. Rashi learns the third white line. Nobody can give musar. Why? Everybody's filled with aberod. What do you mean? You're the same as me. He says, back in the Mishnah, Beit Vaad, yeah, there's Znut. Beit Vaad means where the chamim meet, maybe Beis Medrash, will be turned in a place for Znut. Baha Galil Yecharev, the Galil will be destroyed. Baha Gavlan Yishom, Gavlan is a location somewhere, will be also desolate. Van Shei Gavul Yisovavu Meir Leir. Anshei Gavul means people live by the border, or it might be anywhere outside of Yerushalayim. It's also called the Gavul. They'll have to go from city to city. V'lo Yechonenu, they won't like receive grace, and nobody's going to help them out. Chachmot Sofrim Tisrach. There was the wisdom of Sofrim, Tamid Chamim, like become putrid. The Yirei Chait Yimasu, and the people of Yirei Chait will be detested. By Emet Tehein Ederet, the Emes will be removed. Na'arim Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, young people will like embarrass and disgrace older people. Zakenim Yabdu Mibnei Ketanim, Zakenim will be forced to stand up for Ketanim. ben menav el av, a son will, you know, act in a very disrespectful way to his father. Bat kama be'ima, the daughter will act in a disrespectful way to the mother. Kala b'chamuta, daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law. Boivei ish anshei beito, the person's enemies will be the members of his whole household. It's a real nightmare. Pnei ador kepnei akelev, the face of the generation is like the dog. So it could mean that the dog is like very stingy. That's one way to learn a pshat. But another pshat, I thought this is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The Arshul quoted it from Rabbi Elchanan in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. He's wanted to say it like this, that the kelev, and I think Torah Ladas quoted this from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that like if a person is walking a dog, it looks like the dog is doing the leading. In other words, the dog, but it really, the emes is the guy who's holding the leash is the one who's leading it. So Pnei Ador Kepnei Kelev means the generation, like the religious leaders in that generation will look like they're the leaders, but really the emes is like these, you know, these other people will be running the calling the shots. It just appears to the outside that that's the way it is. He says, Haben Einu Mitbayish Me'aviv, a son won't have busha from his father. Now the Mishnah says for the third time, what do we have to rely on? Only Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, I have 30 seconds for questions, then we got to go. Any questions?
Are you talking about the period after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, it's talking about in the foot. It means right before the Mashiach comes. In other words, it could be like now we're closer to this period of time, but it means that right before the Mashiach comes, this is the way it'll be descriptive of the way the world will be.
It kind of reminds me of the saying that, you know, the Kohen Gadol was actually an office that was bought as opposed to earned.
Right. The Gemara mentions that in Maseches Yoma. Yeah. Right. It says that was during the time of the second base.
Well, really right. Not be a leader. He's just a holy person who's not really.
You know, right. Okay. All right. Let's see.
Is there something to learn from this appearing three times?
I'm sure, but I don't know what. Okay. Now. Okay. Now again, the 15th line down. Okay. So the Gemara Amar Rav. Now we said that they made a gzeira that the kalas shouldn't wear, or the gzeira atrot katanim, the chasanim, the grooms shouldn't wear these wreaths. So the Gemara says Amarav lo shana elo shel melech v'gafrid. So he says it's only if a wreath made of melech. So Rashi says the melech would be. Are you looking for a Gemara? There's a Gemara on the second shelf on the bottom on the left hand, right over there, right. So the Gemara says so Amarav lo shana elo shel melech v'gafrid. It means like salt, but the salt would be like a big block of salt that would like look like a nice stone, and they would use the salt to write on, and they would somehow make a wreath out of it. Aval shel hadas v'shel vered mutar, but to make it out of myrtle and rose is permissible. Ushmul omer av shel hadas v'shel vered asur. Shmul says no, even the myrtle and the rose is prohibited. Shel kanav shel chelat mutar, but from reeds and chelat they said is sedge, that's permissible. V'levi amar sedge. V'levi amar av shel kanav shel chelat asur. Levi says even that's prohibited. V'chein tani levi maniti. Levi had a collection of brises. That's his own collection. Since he taught that way in his brisa, av shel kanav shel chelat asur. That even from the reeds and like even that's prohibited. So they made a gzeira that the chasanim shouldn't wear these wreaths on their heads. Okay, so the Rodney, we're on page 98. You know, around 20 lines down. Okay, so on mem tenamud bay is around 20 lines down. Okay, near the two dots. Okay, so v'yahi irus, they made a gzeira concerning irus. So my irus, what's irus? Amr Blazar tavla dechad puma. So he says it's the way Rashi understands it, a bell with one clapper is the way Rashi takes it. Apparently it was used for music. So Rabba Bar Avuna abed le debrei tanbura. Rabba Bar Avuna made a tambourine for his son. Now the way Rashi explains his tambourine, there was like a hoop and then a skin put over it, but then there were wires underneath the skin, and when you would hit the skin, like the wires would make like a very nice sound. So he says, Ata avu atabre. Now remember, we had on Amud Aleph, just in Daf Yomi, it's just a few minutes ago, in lines of the Gemara, on Amud Aleph, remember, that was with the creamy date. Remember, we had Rav Huna had the creamy date, and Rabba smelled it, and then he gave it to the grandson. So we have the same Chacham here. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Avad Le Debrei Tanbura. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna made for his son, the one who ate the creamy date, he ate this tambourine. Ata Avua, and he says, and it sounds like he made it for him. It may have been for his wedding, I'm not sure. He says, so Ata Avu Tavre, his father came, his grandfather came and broke it. Amarle Mechlef Batava Dechad Puma. He says you could easily substitute that. In other words, if you permit making it this way, you'll think that the bell with the one clapper is also permissible. Zil avid le'apumet dechatzva apumet dekvizah. What you should do is take like this barrel or this pitcher, Rashi says it holds three lugim, and put something over it, and when you bang it, it's not going to make such a nice sound. That's what you have to do. Bring yourself in conformity with the halakha. Okay, now, b'pumel shel titzis gazru la'atarot kalot v'chulayim. So we said in the period or when the armies of Titus was there, made Xera concerning the wreaths or the crowns for Kalod. So my Atarot Kalod. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Ir Shel Zahav. We've had this before. It means a tiara with like there was like a golden type of jewelry on top of it. Remember?
Right.
Yeah. The Hamar said correct. So Yosef said, and this is the way that Rabbi Levis was saying. Remember, Rabbi Akiva said that when he would get money, he would make the wife a Yershel Zahav. So Tani Nami Hachi Ezu Atarot Kalod. What's Atarot Kalod? Yershel Zahav. So that you can't do anymore. In other words, because of the Horem Beis Hamikdash that we're mourning, he says Aval Oseota Kipa Shomelat. You can make like this wool cap. Tana Afal Chupat Katanim Gazru. They said they made a gzera concerning the chuppah of Katanim, the canopy for Katanim. My Chupat Katanim Zahori Hamuz Havot. He says like crimson with gold mixed in. In other words, like they cut back on the type of chuppah. Tani Nami Hachi. We learned the Brisa. Elohim Chupat Katanim Zahori Hamuz Havot. In other words, it's like this canopy with this chuppah with crimson with gold lines down it. Avaloseh papirit v'tolaba kol mashiyitzeh. But he can make lattice work and hang from it whatever he wants from it. Okay, v'shelo yilamed b'no yivani. They made a gzeira that a person shouldn't teach his son Greek. Right. So let me see back in the Mishnah for a second. Right. So that was also in Pulmas Shel Titus. So after the epic of Titus, they made a gzeira that nobody should teach their son Greek. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Ksaru Malchei Beit Chashmonai Zelzeh. So there was a point in time where there was a civil war, which is always bad. It never works out well for the Jewish people when they have a civil war fighting each other. So Horkin, there were two brothers. This is after Yanai Melech. So they're competing for, to take over. And the Gemara has that Hyrcanus was on the inside of Yerushalayim, and Aristobulus was on the outside. But the Gemara Baba Kama has just the opposite. But either way, the one on the outside allied himself with the Roman general Pompey. So, so each day the people in Yerushalayim would lower down dinar, they would, like money, the dinarim in a basket. Umalin lahen tamidim, and in return they would put like lambs for the korban tamid. You have to bring the korban tamid every day. Hayasham zaken echad shemakir b'chachmat yivanit. There was one zaken. And it sounds like on the inside, who knew Chachmat Yivanit. So Rashi says Chachmat Yivanit is like this language that it's not like the common language, but something that the royalty knew how to speak. Let me see where. One second.
About 7 lines from the bottom on the right.
Where are you talking? In right. Chachma Yivanit, right. So for instance, so when we look in the Rashi, Lashon Chachma Shemadabri Bo B'nei Palatin, people in the palace, Vein Shar Makirin Bo. So a language that, so he says, so he spoke to them in Chachma Yivanit, La Azlahem B'Chachma Yivanit Amar Lahem, Kozman She'oskin Ba'avoda, as long as these people inside Yerushalayim are busy doing the Avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, Inim Sar B'Yitchem, you're never going to win this war, because there's a chus, the merit, there's way Rabbi Levis was saying of bringing the korban out is in their corner. Lamachar shushalim dinarim bekupa. The next day they lowered dinarim in the kupa in the box the way they always did it. Ve'alulam kazir, and they stuck a pig in instead of the tamidim. So he says kemen shigil chatzi choma. Once the pig was brought up to halfway the wall of Yerushalayim, naatzi parnav, it like planted its hooves or whatever in the wall of Yerushalayim, and Bechoma is the way the Bach has it. It looks like the Bach. Naatzi parna Bechoma. This is Zaah Eretz Yisrael. Arba miyot parsa, arba miyot parsa. The whole of Eretz Yisrael, 400 parsa, 400 parsa quaked. He says, Otasha amru, aror dam shigdil chazerim. So at that time they said, curses the person who raises pigs. Baruah dam shlamed lebeno chachman yivanit, and curses the person who teaches his son chachman yivanit. The Otashana Shaninu Maase, and concerning that year, we learned Shaninu Maase Uba Omer Migagot Srifim Ushtelechem Ibegat Ein Socher, that normally we know Omer and Ushtelechem from locations close to Yerushalayim, but because of the war, so everything was destroyed, so they had to get it from further away. He says, and it was dried out, the way Rashi learns. So Ini, is this true that you're not allowed to teach Chachmat Yevanit? But Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, but Eretz Yisrael is shown Sursi Lama. Why should anybody speak Syriac, which is a Western dialect of Aramaic? Why should anybody speak Syriac in Eretz Yisrael? And it sounds like from Rashi that's Lashon of the Yerushalmi. In other words, there's different dialects of Aramaic. So he says, but Eretz Yisrael is shown Sursi Lama. Ela Ilashon Kodesh Ilashon Yevanit. Just speak Hebrew or speak Greek. That's what Rebbe's saying. So it sounds like Greek is okay. That's what it sounds like. But Amar Rabbi Yosef, and some say it should be Rabbi Yosi. But Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bebavel Lashon Arami, in Babylonia, speak Aramaic. Lashon Arami Lama. Why do I need Aramaic? Ela Olashon Kodesh, Hebrew, that always works. Olashon Parsi, and a nice thing for our Iranian friends, yeah. Persian. Okay, he says.
In Babel.
So the Gemara says, so, but here Rebbe said that you could tell the Yevanit. So the Gemara says, Lashon Yevanit Lachud, V'chachma Yevanit Lachud. That there's two different things. Greek is one thing, but Chachma Yevanit is something else. So, you know.
Language is okay.
The Greek language is fine, but the Chachma Yevanit, they said, don't study anymore. The Chachma Yevanit Miyasira. So then the Gemara says, is it really prohibited to study Chachma Yevanit? But Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shem Galil. It means he had a Masorah from the town of Shem Galil. Ma'i Dichtiv, Eini Olala Nafshi Mikol Benot Iri. My eye is like ugly from old Benot Iri. I'm in a worse shape than all the other people in my town. Elof Yeladim Hayu Bebeit Abba. My father, there were 1,000 people, I assume, studying in his household. Chamesh Meot Lamdu Torah. 500 were studying Torah. But Chamesh Meot Lamdu Chachmat Yevanit. 500 were studying Chachmat Yevanit. So he said, Chachmat Yevanit, we said, is poison. And here, Rav Shmuel is saying that they were studying, and he's from the house of the Nasi, that they were studying Chachmat Yevanit. But after all the persecutions, nobody's left. Elani Khan, I'm here. Uben Achi Abba, my cousin, Ba'asya. Asya could be a place in Eretz Yisrael, or it might be Asia. Asia, might be Asia Minor. So anyway, the point is that in the house of the Nasi, they were sending Chachman Yevanit, and we said Chachman Yevanit was bad news, and they had a klal. Anybody?
But they all died out.
So let's see. But the point is, they were sending Chachman Yevanit. So Shani Shobet Rabbi Gamliel, the Krovim Lamal Chodavu. So Rabbi Gamliel is different. They were on intimate terms with the government. So right, so they need to like to get along with him. We have to speak it. The Tanya, we learned the Brisa, Misaper Kumi Harezi Midarchei Amori. Like there's a certain type of haircut, which is Darchei Amori, is the way of the Goyim. The Jew shouldn't cut his way. And the way Rashi explains it, they would cut the hair in front, like from ear to ear, you know, and then in the back grow it long. Avtolos Ben Reuven. He tiru l'saper komi, but Avtos ben Reuven, the Chamin permitted him to get this haircut, which is Darchei Amori, shehu karov l'malchut, because he was on close terms with the Malchut. And I think the Gemara has, 1 second. Avtos ben Reuven. Yeah. Amen. So Rabbi Libus was saying that the Bali Tosfot learn that this Darchei Amori is asra on a Durbanim level. And then, but they were mocked to him. But then he says, according to the Rambam, he learns that Darchei L'Amori is the same as Ubuchu Kutem Lo Telechu, is the Easter Doraisa. So how do we matter? It was Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, like for you know, like for the survival of the Jewish people, he's on good terms with them. We'll talk in a minute. He says, Shobet Rabban Gamliel, the household of Rabban Gamliel, he tiru lehen Chachmat Yevanit. They permitted them to learn Chachmat Yevanit, and they should krovin l'malchut. Okay, now he mentioned one story. Rabbi Leibowitz said he said that Rabbi Moshe Scherer, there was some incident where he was a big leader in the Agudas Yisrael, and he had a meeting with President Kennedy, and it was on Tisha B'Av, and he asked Rabbi Aaron Cutler, the way he was telling the story, it was either that could he shave, or else could he wear shoes, whatever. It was something like to shave. And when he met President Kennedy,
I'm sure shoes also.
So Rav Cutler said to him, he said, look, if you go this way, so you'll explain that this is what Yiddishkeit is, and he'll smile and he'll say it's fine, but in the end he'll still think to himself, the president will think, this is the way the Jews come to me, like, with the beer. So in other words, so sometimes for like Shalom Malchus, you know, you have to do things a little differently. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Just
so
two.
The Chachma Yivani is like Aristotle, Plato.
No. I think it's a type of language. It sounds like a language that they would speak.
So when you said you had to deal with the royalty, it was speaking.
Speaking,
the royalty,
right? You got to see.
Not talking.
Yeah,
about
yeah, right. Okay, now we'll do a few more lines, and I'll break into just two lines. Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, did I skip something? Yeah, but Pumus Ha'akron Gazru Shlotei Tzei Kala Ba'Apiryon V'chulei. So the last epic, they made a gzeira that a kala shouldn't go out in this canopy. My Tam Mishum Sniuta. In other words, they made the gzeira she shouldn't go out, and then they undid it, and then they said no. The later Chamim said that she should go out with it.
Because, I'll just see if she goes out with it.
In other words, the canopy, like, people don't see her. She's like behind like a curtain.
Yeah.
So that's Sneas, right? Okay, now we'll do two or three lines, that'll be it. Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Batla Chachma, when Rabbi Yochanan died, that was the end of Chachma. Tan Rabbanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Lezer, Nignas Sefer Torah. So the Tan Rabbi Lezer, his learning was so great. When he died, it was like a Sefer Torah was put away. Mishmeid Rabbi Yoshua Batla Eitza Umachshava. Eitza Machshava ended. Mishmeid Rabbi Akiva Batlu Zeroei Torah, the arms of Torah were cut off, and his Tadmu Mayanot HaChachma, and the springs of Chachma. We said that Rabbi Akiva, he was already called the Kotzim. Mishmeit Reblaza Ben Azariah, Reblaza Ben Azariah died, Batlu Atrod HaChachma, the crowns of Chachma, Sha'ateret Chachamim Ashram. So Rashi brings out, Reblaza Ben Azariah was a very wealthy person. If you look at Rashi, four lines above the bottom, it says, Ashir Hava, Kidrin, Tracer Alpha Yegle, Hava Ma'aser Me'edre Kol Shata. He was wealthy. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat says that his Maaser Behema was 12,000 calves every year. So the calves are giving birth to a lot. He says, so Batlu Atrod Chachma, the crowns of Chachma, it means if you have money and you're using the money in the right way, so you could accomplish a lot. That's what he's saying. You had a lot of money and you use it in the right way. Shar Chacham Ashram. Mishameit Reb Chanina Ben Dosa Batlu Anshei Maaseh. Reb Chanina Ben Dosa died, so the Anshei Maaseh stopped. Okay, I think I'm going to stop at this point, and then we'll pick up. Let me just end the recording. One second.